I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
We are recording in my in-laws' house as I'm dog-sitting for the week. Notice what I don't have for you?
What?
A, your birthday present. And B, no Toblerone. No, I didn't get you any because I said, you know what? She doesn't deserve it. After everyone's a lick of getting Toblerone. Do you know what?
And it didn't even cross my mind until you brought it up there. Honest to God. Because we'd been talking before and everything. So it was fresh in my mind, the trip.
Yeah.
But the Toblerone part of it, the Milka, whatever it is, didn't even cross my mind.
Whatever you're having yourself. Then I was just quite surprised at how it's been a couple of years since I've been to London, pre-pandemic, and how expensive. I thought, I honestly was sitting there going, there's nowhere in the world that is more expensive than Ireland.
Yeah. Well, what do you think I was? I wasn't just hanging around for Lily Allen when I was in Tesco Express. I was getting me fucking dinner. Did I tell you about that?
What?
I went to Tesco Express. And I got me dinner.
Did you get a meal deal?
No, I didn't even get a meal deal. I got a big lump of fucking chicken.
Yeah.
A lump of breast, like cooked obviously, breast of chicken. And I sat in the fucking park and had that. I munched on that. I think I had a bit of fruit and then I had one of those, you know, the yogurts that have the tubs on top with the kind of chocolate granola. I poured that in after into the yogurt. At that was kind of my dessert. Oh, you know, I had the strawberries. That's what it was. I had strawberries for starter.
Mm.
Then I chowed into the big chunk of breasted chicken and then I finished with my yogurt. Now, I was fully aware that I did look like a headbanger,
you know,
eating a fucking car every dinner. Like, if you looked at me, you would have thought, who's that you want eating a car every dinner in the park?
You know, when you're at work and you're after eating the Toblerone that someone's brought back from Albufeira or Santa Ponza and you've been bitching about it the whole way, and then someone sits there and says, oh my God, wait until I tell you about my dream last night. That's what you're just after doing in food form.
Sorry.
Did I tell you what I ate in London? Did I tell you what I ate in London?
As I was telling you that story, I was well aware yet again of we must get back to the actual thing. Because I don't know what happened to you in London. We all know what fucking happened to me. What happened?
What do you mean, what happened? Did I not tell everybody in the entire world that I was going to Wimbledon and that was my entire personality for a week?
Yeah, we knew
it
that.
Was.
That was fine.
Fantastic.
Was it?
Just loved it. I loved feeling like I was posh. Everyone's skin was nicer.
Really?
Yeah, it was like their drink of choice is like one that makes them hydrated at the same time. Like they're getting drunk and hydrated at the same time. There was just so much wealth. And then there wasn't. So there was, you know, people, there was a fella behind us. He had his homemade sandwiches wrapped in tinfoil, inside a plastic bag, inside cling film, inside a Tesco bag, and he was unwrapping it
Was he fucking cooking them?
It was unreal. And then he came out with a chicken breast and some strawberries. It was fascinating.
Oh, soulmates.
It's just a brilliant experience. I loved it. I've gone before where we just managed to queue up and get in and sit in the hill.
Okay.
And, you know, because you're allowed to bring in wine. You're allowed to bring in drink. Like, they'll say no to the liter bottle of vodka, but you're grand to bring in a bottle of wine or whatever. And then I just kept running into people.
Did you?
Loads of people. And people who listen to the podcast in London. English people.
No.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
They started listening ages ago.
Yeah.
When I used to do a podcast with this person. What was her name? My ex. And they've jumped onto this podcast since. That's nice. Thank you, Joanne.
So were you were cosplaying as a Protestant then?
Mm-hmm. Because I put the toaster in the press.
You did, you would have.
I did that for a week beforehand. Yes. And I was like, this is going to be fine. Everything's going to be great. Wonderful.
Do I now look like a troll to you, do I?
If it wasn't for Lily Allen being your friend, you know what I mean.
And what was the tennis like?
Really good.
Was it?
Really good. As someone...
Why were you pissed though? Laughing like a fucking seal.
No. That was one thing. I was like, I cannot be. And people were kept on sending me those memes of people popping champagne corks. Okay. And the refs awesome. Being like, Harriet, can you stop the umpires? Being like, can you stop doing that when players are serving there? Thanks a million. And everyone was like, that's going to be you, that is. We're going to hear you. We're going to hear you, that is. Yeah. We're going to hear you. So I was acutely aware on my best behaviour and I was incredibly quiet as I possibly could be.
Can you vape at Wimbledon?
I wouldn't have tried it, no.
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 No, you wouldn't have.
No, I wouldn't have tried it. Smokers everywhere, drinkers everywhere. So
match was it?
So I went to see the women's semi-finals.
Okay, so pretty big match.
Pretty big match. Where's Kate Middleton? Didn't show up for the old women's semi-finals, Kate.
Oh,
eh?
That's fucking her all
What's
over.
What's that about?
She hadn't sorted her camps out, the lazy bitch.
I was like, the cool camp is running.
Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, moving out. But something did happen. So I got home and then I was going out with friends in Limerick. And then the next day was
fucking go with you, isn't it?
I'll go. But then the next day, the magazine the Sunday Independent Life magazine.
It used to be, isn't it?
Yeah, they've gotten a lot smaller. Emma in Wonderland, the comedian on the magic of believing in impossible things. Leah Dawn Hines, who wrote the piece. It's absolutely gorgeous. And there I am, all excited Sunday morning with my hangover going being, oh my God, Emma Doran is in Life magazine that I read every single Sunday.
I haven't seen it yet.
Wearing a big dress.
Big L dress, yeah.
Big Bridgerton type dress.
Just putting the feelers out there, you know yourself.
You know, you're talking to me about Wimbledon. She's wearing Bridgerton.
Yes, but I had to give all those clothes back immediately after.
And there you are with your family on Jesus. Ireland's Fittest Families. Deirdre O'Kane.
Deirdre O'Kane.
She got a mention in there as well.
Did she?
There's you with
a
cupcake.
I see where this
is there a cupcake on the top of this picture here?
I don't know. Oh.
What's that?
Crown or something, yeah.
A paper crown.
Yeah.
And you have the tears of a clown.
Get to it.
And you have Vicar Street's mentioned.
Yeah, go on.
Coretown, as always. Yeah, we get it, Emma. Yeah, we know about Coretown now.
She
mentioned the children. Totally fine. I get that. That's absolutely fine. The leaving cert gets a mention.
Yeah.
You once did a show.
Nobody watched. I didn't even get all the way through. I got to the third episode of that show and I said, that's enough for me.
It's called No Worries If Not. That was on RTE.
Yeah.
And there you are with lovely Sean Burke, Justine Stafford. Oh, Michael Fry, I love him. Killian Sunderland.
Yes.
Love it. And then, you know, the dress, €475. The hair bow, €200 for a hair bow. Okay, yeah.
I just turned up.
Amazon Prime's Last One Laughing. Vicar Street, another mention. Pregnancy, okay. Male, Shane. And then I was going, okay. Not one mention. Not one mention. Not even of me. Of the flipping podcast that you do every... Do you know what this is called? Do you know what this is called yet?
And another thing.
Oh, there we go.
The interview.
Oh, Kelly's annoyed. Kelly... She's on my side. The interview what, Emma?
The interview happened in December.
So they were waiting to the quietest part of the year when no one reads papers to be like, we'll shove Emma Doran on now.
Yeah. Yeah. But I wasn't asked about another thing.
That's not the point.
But my thinking was, and this is honestly what I thought at the time, I thought to myself, I said, oh no, maybe I was asked about it. No, I must have been
asked.
But
she said, there's no way this will still be going.
No, in a week's time. I was asked about it. But I remember at the time, it wasn't heavily lent on. And my thinking was that they were queuing us up for our own cover and another thing cover. But I was definitely asked about it now. Like, honest to God, it was December. Why would I not mention that?
Didn't make the cut.
Why did I not mention that?
And now I just know that you're better friends with Justine Stafford. You're serving Justine Stafford right here. Well done, Justine.
Nobody watched that sketch show.
I talk to her all the time.
And all
the hours I put in with this one.
Listen, you're talking about eating chicken breasts in the fucking park.
Of mortgages chat.
Well, what would you prefer? Would you prefer me to be banging on about you all the time?
Just a little mention. I was so looking forward to being like, my friend, and now I know. Because the most important thing is to scan for your own name.
Of course.
Right? Say you're, you know, the parish newsletter is going out and you've done something for the kids. You're scanning, you're going to check your name. Guys, not one thing. I'd like to apologise. I'm dog sitting. You can hear the dog wandering around. I've enjoyed now being in the bigger house.
I feel you are a kitchen island girl at heart, though.
To anyone who's listening who has a kitchen island, I'm so unbelievably jealous of your lifestyle.
Yeah, you are a kitchen. You're like a, I can see you now. You're leaning on the kitchen counter. Mm. You're nibbling a little bit of French stick. Mm. You're all go. You're on the phone. You're looking at the fucking magazine going, the little bitch didn't even mention me.
Yeah.
Up and off again. Oh, Jesus, the shoulders are a bit chilly. Put something on the shoulders. Oh,
cups of tea everywhere. Yeah, you know. You put one down, you forget about it. Your kitchen island's too big. You make another cup of tea. You're like, oh, that was the last one. I didn't see it over the sink in the kitchen island.
Yeah, you're a kitchen island girl.
Oh, God, it's just living my best life.
Kitchen island girl. There's a song of that, I think. She's my kitchen island girl.
That's all.
You and housemate riding on the kitchen island. You're my kitchen.
Okay, please stop. Please stop. We were talking to a relationship expert at work.
You and housemate?
Yesterday. No. Myself and Tommy, we need it. And we were on air. We were working.
Go on. And I was playing along with the bit.
Sorry. She was talking about love languages. And I know I've heard of them before, but I've never paid attention to it. Have we talked about these before?
No, I've definitely talked about it in real life, though.
There are five love languages. Words of affirmation, quality time, physical touch, acts of service, and receiving gifts.
Yes.
Now, do you know what yours is and what Shane's is?
I found out what mine were because I think that's what you give other people.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You give people what you would want.
Yeah.
So mine are acts of service and gifts.
You've got two.
Well, I'd say acts of service is probably at the top.
Is acts of service not just what most mothers have to do? Is that not just your lives that you're sort of what you're forced into do because you have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't come like...
But the gifts thing, let me be clear about that. It wouldn't be... I'm not talking about big things, really, because fuck that. But it's more like if I went somewhere... I might get Shane a bar that I thought he'd like.
Yes.
You know, it's that little thing. So it's basically just the acknowledgement of I was thinking about you when I wasn't with you.
Yes.
Kind of a thing.
So this is what how you would like it. In your head, you'd be like, oh, I'd like that. So you do it for him, right?
I want acts of service day and night. Give it to me fucking hard, non-stop. Yeah?
Yeah. And if you say it like that, yeah, it's going to be mad for it. Doing access there. Oh, I'm going to load that dishwasher right. That sort of stuff.
But it's that thing of like that famous thing of like, you know, my foreplay is go and clean the fucking kitchen.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know?
100%. Totally get that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Talk dirty to me. The kitchen's a fucking disaster. Like, that's where I'm at. But that's the truth. Because it's all things that make my life easier. So.
I...
If the gaff's tidy, I'm more likely to be up for a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. Mm.
Well, I think everyone is. Because
if I haven't tidied it, even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because tidy house, tidy mind, right? And then you're more open to other things, I would think.
Yes. And I think as well...
Making love in a mess. Sometimes there's no songs about making love in a mess, is there?
Making love in a mess. Sitting room, couple of plates. No.
There isn't. Like, there's nothing about moldy toast and making you...
Cushions haven't been fluffed in a good few days. Looking lumpy, lumpy. But sometimes I think that's the thing that partners mightn't understand if they have a young family and, suddenly, inverted commas, the woman isn't as interested in being physical.
Mm.
It is the tiredness, yes, but a lot of the time I feel that it's that they are physically spent in terms of the physical touch that they have given that day. Physical touch, acts of love.
Yeah.
Doesn't always have to be sexual.
It doesn't.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
So that day they want you to bring them.
Who's our physical touch though? They're fucking weirdos, aren't they?
Who? What do you mean?
Like, my love language is physical touch.
So we had two Love Islanders in today, and then when they were waiting outside, she was sitting on his lap in like reception, like where engineers were sitting.
That's a drafty reception, guys. That's not the vibe.
I know. We were all just kind of like, fair play, whatever. You do you.
How far would they have taken it before you?
They were just, it feels like that's how they like to sit.
Okay.
I have to say, these two definitely seemed as though they really liked each other. Like, I don't think it was
being faked.
Like 10 past 10 in the morning?
Sitting on his lap. Was there another chair there?
See, this is my thing, because I always remember in college, one of our housemates, his girlfriend would always sit in his lap, and we'd always be like, there's four other chairs in the room. Can you not just sit?
Oh, no, that's gross.
Can you not just sit? Like, we'd all be sitting there.
No, that's gross.
Is it? Because I thought there was something wrong with us, and we were just all a bunch of gowls. Okay.
Disgusting.
Okay, good.
I'd rather they sat on the couch beside me riding. Like,
why?
Honest to God. It's just something gross about that.
Sitting on,
she's either infantilizing herself or he's infantilizing her, whatever it is, but it's just not something I want to witness. What's the shit couples do in public pisses me off?
Oh, go on.
Oh. Do you know the couples?
Because I'd be quite lovey-dovey.
Especially the couples that are very lovey-lovey, sleepy, snoozy with each other at airports, they piss me off. You know, like, they're lying on each other like fucking cats. I want to go up and shake them and just scream, grow the fuck up!
Okay, so these are the people who have been on a layover for 17 hours and they've come from Australia and they just want to lie down and there's no place to lie in the airport.
No excuse.
Here we go.
Using your fella like a blankie. No.
Can we bring out the lick card again now? We need to bring that out. Yeah. What about a couple if they're sitting in the airport and they're one of them just leaning on the shoulder?
In what way? The head?
Just the head is leaning on the shoulder.
Depends what they look like. If they look very matchy-matchy in their clothes, puke. If they have baseball caps and jumpers knotted over their shoulders, puke. I don't know why, but that's just, it is. Sorry.
Hey, come on. This is all good research for the book, The World According to Emma.
But you know what I mean? If they are dressed too matchy-matchy, then it's puke. Then there's something untoward going on.
Okay.
But if it's... I'll judge it on the couple, but more often than not, it's a no from me.
Oh, it's a no from her.
Yeah.
Couples refusing to unhold hands when you're walking down the road and they won't stop taking up space. And you're just trying to walk and you're like, so you want me to walk into traffic because the two of you are walking like you're playing British Bulldog and you're going to clothesline someone like you're in the WWF and you're the Legion of Doom or whatever. Those people, please go away.
You are winding me up on purpose now. You have gotten me here under false pretenses. Want a cup of tea? Yeah, lovely. Have a little chat. Oh, yeah, we'll record the thing. You're winding me up on purpose now.
What?
No, that kind of shit really bugs me. People calling each other baby and stuff. Puke. A mate of mine started seeing this fella, right? I was like, yeah, cool, cool, whatever. So, next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Time I saw her, which was about fucking 2 weeks later, right? They're all like, baby, no, baby, do you want this? Have that? And I was like, sorry, what the fuck happened here?
No, they weren't.
Swear to God, I was screaming internally. The last time I saw her, she was a normal person. The next time I saw her, the two of them were batting back and forth, baby, baby, do you want this? No, baby, I'm okay. I'm okay. Oh, so what the fuck?
After 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
They're not still together. Oh. See, this is everything that's wrong with us. We're sitting there going, well, they shouldn't have lasted because they're compensating.
Oh, no, but like, for something. God, the eyes were burning out of my head. I had to physically control myself from not screaming, what are you doing?
Have you ghosted them as a couple?
Kind of. Pretty much finished that. But I just found it so disturbing that they would just be so, like, outwardly, publicly vulnerable in their devotion to one another. I think that's what it is that annoys me.
So are you just dead inside? Because, oh my, the way you talk about your life at home, mad for it, can't stop, let's go, whatever, don't care if people can hear me. And then outside, it's like, I do not want anyone to know that there is a fella that I love as much as my children. I want to deny him. You're like doubting Thomas, denying Christ before he's put to death. Poor Shane doesn't know what's coming at him.
Oh, don't get me wrong. It's very, it's only other people. It's different for me. If I decide.
Of course. Of course. Of course.
If I decide that PDA is a public displays of affection.
Yeah.
Suits me at that moment in time. That's different.
Of course.
Other people.
Of course. So,
you know, I've often held Shane's hand. I've often snuggled up to him in a queue. Hand holding it wouldn't be a big one for me because it's always, oh, it's always fucked, isn't it? The hand holding. Oh no, I just snuggle into the arm.
Okay, throwing something at you.
Oh,
this happened. Did I tell you I was in London, lads?
Yeah.
The girl who doesn't
get
away.
I was actually there before. We're going anyway. Eating my chicken breast.
Eating your chicken.
No, no, we don't want to hear about Wimbledon. Let's hear more about Emma and her chicken breast and Texas breast.
So I saw.
Yeah.
Couple on a date. Yeah. Don't think it was a first date.
Yeah.
They were in their 40s. Incredibly attractive people. Comfortable with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They fed each other.
Disgusting. Disgusting. That's. Unless somebody. Touch wood. Has been in a horrific accident. There's no need for it. I hate it when they do it on TV shows. Hand me the fucking fork. Don't feed it to me. Okay. It's disgusting.
So you don't want the context of she was just having a nibble of her cracker and cheese. She was like, oh, this is delicious. You'll enjoy it. Shoved it into his mouth like he was a big bird.
No.
No. This put it into his hand.
Feeding the strawberry. Do you know when they do that on reality TV shows and they feed each other the strawberries?
No.
It's fucking.
Who feeds it? Is this Love Island?
I've seen it on last shows. But yeah, they've definitely done it on Love Island.
And couples' behaviours in shopping centres.
Oh, puke.
I just always feel sorry for one or the other of them.
Well, it's dangerous now when you see them queuing up for ice cream. That's when whatever it is about ice cream counters, it kind of lures the fucking weirdness out of people.
You're going to have to tell me more about this, and now I'm going to start spending more time looking at people queuing for Murphy's.
Ice cream counter queues. People are doing all sorts with their cuppa. I don't know what it is about ice cream.
What?
It's very strange. The couple starts snuggling, starts slipping hands in people's jeans, start getting very excited about the ice cream coming.
Are most of them not taking the piss?
No.
Ah, come on now.
They're not taking the piss.
They're not taking the piss. We were talking love languages.
Yes, we were.
Let's get back to love languages and the many ways in which people being happy in public pisses you off.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm alone on that one.
What, people putting hands in pockets?
No. When you see people getting all smoochy in a queue and you're behind them in the queue, it's a bit like, ugh. If I'm in a nightclub or a pub and people are wearing the face off each other.
What if it's just a peck on the cheek?
Fine.
Okay, right. Fine. I'm just kind of, I'm going through all of my behaviours now. I'm being like,
smoochy, cozy, moo, 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 I'm a little baby, carry me kind of stuff that I don't like. But again, it depends on the couple. If they look irritating.
Yeah.
If they look perfectly normal, grand.
Yeah.
I still stop, but fine.
I think I had one of my best shifting sessions ever in the cinema, though. But there was about 4 people in there.
What age were you?
22.
Ooh.
Older, yeah. Older.
And we just grinding.
No.
It was just smooch.
It was just kind of shifting, just a really good kiss.
What was the like, movie? Well,
this could have something to do with it.
Oh. 22, I'm trying to think.
Maybe 22, maybe 23. Yeah. It was the 300. And it's when my love of Michael Fassbender began. So there could have been a bit of transference there.
Okay.
Yeah. It could have been more the movie.
Michael? Is he a bit of you?
Yep. That's it.
I assume you've interviewed him, have you?
I've interviewed him on the radio before. You don't like him, Kelly.
Because she didn't give him too much, did she?
What?
She didn't like. She's not barking too much.
She doesn't like him. Hi.
How are you doing? You all right?
Good.
I'm on the podcast. Hello, I'm famous. I'm on the podcast. Are you on the podcast?
You'll be fixing it later on.
Great.
I'm famous.
We won't be long.
Not at all. Just
I won't be long.
Hiya me. Hiya. Well, me. It's the guy from the bar.
He's a real cutie patootie, isn't he?
That's what he came off with. He's a cutie patootie. Because that's the thing. When we're holding hands, because of our height, there's one hand he can't hold because it makes him feel short.
Okay.
So he can't hold the left hand. He has to hold the right hand.
What's the height difference?
Well, I suppose I think we're the same height and he thinks he's taller than me.
Okay.
It depends on the time of the month.
His or yours?
I think his cycle is every 6 weeks. I've got a feeling it's every 6 weeks. I'm clocking that, baby.
Though. Do you feel taller certain times of the month?
Yes.
Of course you do. Yeah.
Do you not?
Of course, yeah.
I'm not going to make a joke. Sometimes you just feel taller.
100%.
What is that about?
I feel shorter on holidays. In hotter climates, I always feel shorter. Always. I feel like...
The blood's thick. The blood's up.
Yeah, I feel stumpy.
Why do you feel stumpy?
And it's nothing to do with anyone else's height, but it's just the hotter it gets, the stumpier I feel.
Why?
Don't know. Am I dehydrated and maybe I'm shrinking slightly? I don't know.
You could be shrinking slightly. You could be...
I never look good in heat anyway. It's never happened.
Can you hear her tail?
Yeah, I can hear her tail.
Fuck me, go back to sleep. I love you. Go back to sleep, please. Please. You're so cute.
And what height are you? 5'7"?
No, I'm 5. I thought I was 5'8", but apparently I'm 5'9".
Oh, really?
Yes. About
Why
that.
Why do Irish women never know what fucking height they are?
I don't know.
What's that all about?
I don't know what blood type I am.
No.
I don't. You know what height you are.
I know what
you have to, because people always ask you. Because they're always like, what are you without the heels?
I know what height I am, right? Because my mother, for years, said she was 5'2".
Oh, here we go.
And she
Here
had
we
it
go.
On her passport that she was 5'2" when you used to have to write your height.
So weird.
I spent years in my granny's house watching my mom and her sisters go back to back and fucking measure each other and see who the tallest was and see what heights everyone was. Fucking constantly fucking obsessed. My mom's 5 foot. 5 foot. So I had to get to the bottom of my own height because I was like, if she's 5'2", that would mean I'm 5'4". And Claire's 5'4", and I'm definitely, you know what I mean? So I was like, I have to go and find out what fucking height they am, because I was like, something's not adding up here at all. And she still, if you ask her height,
yeah,
she won't just go, I'm 5 foot. She has to go around the houses to tell you the story of how she thought she was 5'2". She could have been 5'2". Jury's still out. But at the moment, she seems to be measuring at 5 foot.
At the moment.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, having an off day.
It must have been to do with when Ireland joined the European Union in the 70s. Maybe it was to do with the euro then later on, mm-hmm. the noughties. We don't know.
Yeah, depreciation can no longer devalue currency nor height.
Most people always seem to be like you. Why the fuck would you have not known your height? Or you still seem pretty sketchy about, you're like, no, but I'm...
Because I think I'm shorter. And it was just, I think everyone in... Mom said to me one day, that's what height you were. And I said, okay. And it was 5'7". And I've been 5 foot, and I haven't grown since I was 13. So I was like, okay, that's what height I am. And she was like, no, you haven't grown since you were 13. I think I must have at some stage grown. Because it was a friend of mine. It was a friend of mine just a couple of years ago. And she was like, I'm 5'7", Marin. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't be.
She was like, you're taller. And then there's a friend of ours who thinks she is the tallest woman in Ireland. The tallest woman in Ireland. She's 5'9". She's my height. That's why we found out. Because everyone was like, why does she think she's so tall? She thought she was so tall, she wouldn't wear a pair of heels. And she was always buying like Echo shoes, like the ugliest shoes in the world.
She's disgusting.
Like, there's a little bit of heel on this. And we'd be like, how tall? And one of our friends is straight up Echoes.
Nun shoes.
Yeah. Straight up Clarks and Echoes. And one of our friends is legit in flat 6 foot. And we're like, Katrina, from way up there now, can you look down on her and tell us what's going on in her brain? Does she have a sunroof?
So it seems like basically Irish mothers have been trolling their children to become the height that they have decided they are.
Yeah.
That's all that's going on here. It's like that thing, what's that condition? Is it called Munchausen's disease?
Munchausen's by proxy.
Where, what's the mother's...
The mother lives out, so she basically turns her child into a sick child so she can then...
Care for a sick child.
Care for her sick child, bring them to hospital.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with the child, but she makes them sick in order to have all of this attention. So essentially you're saying that Irish women have been living out their Munchausen by proxy. Like your mother wanted to be taller. She was like, I'm 5'2", so Emma's tall. So 5'4", that's what you are. There you go. There you are. Fair play.
That's what you do.
And my mother just decided, 5'7". You're 5'7". That's what you are.
That has a nice ring to it.
That's a lovely ring to it.
5'7". But like 2 inches is a lot.
Yeah. I think it all started because we had this one friend that thought that she was the tallest woman in the land.
And we were like, let's fucking put her in her place.
No, it was just, we were just worried that she was going to someday fall. We're like, is there something wrong? Like, are you okay? You have a very important job. And we're worried that you shouldn't have that job because you could be diagnosing people all wrong because you have no idea what height you are.
I know when the friends come together and they decide, shall we expose her shite? Yeah, we will. We've had enough of it. We were good sports for a while, but now it's just getting fucking annoying. Let's expose her. Expose her. Fucking gas.
So,
I'm gonna have a little nibble of this.
Sorry, I know.
Just 'cause it's in my face.
I had that a few times. Got some nice suburban cookie now. That is a suburban biscuit.
Oh, suburban. I thought you said bourbon. That's why I was like, what?
No, suburban. I got it in suburbia. Right. So, couple relationship types out in the public. It's what we were talking about. You keep on going off it.
Sorry.
Because I think that you are, is there something you're not telling me?
No.
No, no.
I don't think so.
Maybe we should just let people be.
But I think the whole, I see, look, if I'm being honest about it, I realise how demented I am about couples and public displays of affection. It's, I know, and that's why I keep moving away from it. Because I know it's one reel for me and one reel for everyone else.
Yes.
If I've completely loved up and feeling mushy-mushy, I'm going to be snuggling up to him.
But that's the way you are kisses. In every area of life. It's one reel for you and one reel for everybody else.
So far.
Now, I do think that shopping centres, I'm not too sure if couples should go together unless they're doing the big shop and they need to go in as an army.
The going shopping together is just fucking puke.
But I don't think anyone's getting anything out of that, right? Unless you're making a day of it.
Go on your own. Shopping centres are a solo trip.
See, and I think it's shopping centres. Say someone wants a bit, they're like, I don't know if this looks nice. Will you pop into the shop and let me know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, let's make a day of it. Let's have a drink or let's do something. Let's go for a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Let's turn this into something nice, because going to a shopping centre with your partner, when there's anything bar the big shop involved, I just don't know why anyone wanted to. I'm getting flashbacks. Yeah. It's just not a comfortable thing. No one's enjoying it. Are they?
Nobody's enjoying it.
No one is enjoying that.
Maybe that's why they start getting snuggly and whatever when they're in queues, because they're so fucking exhausted and they're starting to feel like tired
and
time for bed, when in fact it's 3 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, but they're just feeling all like, I'd love my bed.
But they've had to sit on one of those uncomfortable couches in the middle of a shop as someone comes out of a changing room. And at that stage, they're like, oh, you want to wear a dominatrix Barbie to your friend's son's christening? Fine. That looks lovely. That looks that is so nice in you. Great. I will say anything to get me out of here. And I say this from both sides, if this is a hetero couple and this is gay couples as well. I have been in that situation where I'm like, I will say anything if it gets me out of here.
Well, I would know. It's just...
What?
I'm just thinking of the last time I went shopping, which is only a few weeks ago. I left Shane at home, but for some reason, I brought the boys with me and Ella. But I was only going shopping for like gym stuff. I tried on, I don't know, 15 pairs of leggings.
Oh my God.
All of them were see-through. All of them. I was just like, I was in the fucking Carrick Mines. By the end of it, I was demented. Demented. I was just getting hotter. I was taking off more clothes, but getting hotter and hotter.
This, we don't know what just happened here, but you know what? We'll find out in the edit.
Can I give an update before we go? I have an update. I have a big toe. Nail. A big toe nail. People were getting touched. I hadn't updated people. I went to April's Nails and Beauty on Taylor's Lane in my Farnham, and they built me a nail. Girls, if you need the nail, don't hesitate.
So this is, can we explain? Emma lost her nail in a tragic accident, her toenail, her big toenail.
Yeah.
And she was ashamed.
I was ashamed. She was mortified. And of course, it started raining now. But anyway, I was like, I can't go on like this. So what they do is my nail has started to grow back a bit. But anyway, I think they can do it even if there's no nail there. They can give it a whirl. They just put acrylic on and paint over it. And it's done.
She's got a nail, guys. You can do it too. They will.
So when I go on my hollybobs to Greece, I'll have a nail. And you know, I don't know if I will, but if I post any pictures between ourselves and ourselves, that nail ain't real.
Greece!
Yeah, that's where we go.
Shirley Valentine.
Shirley Valentine!
Oh my God, you came to Greece? Whoa! Egg and chips!
Wasn't she just so cute?
I loved Shirley Valentine.
Oh, she's so cozy and warm.
I have been Maureen O'Connell.
I've been Emma Dorn.
And this was...
And another thing, tickets on sale for the end of my tour in September. Thanks, bye.
Sorry about the dog barking.
Well,
you'll hear the sound of a shotgun.
There's dog barking in my house or your house.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.